I came to America on May the 5th, 1985. It was a Sunday, and I landed at JFK Airport, and I walked up to the nearest counter and said, "Hello, I need to get to Pikesville in Maryland." Because I sounded just like the Geico Gecko back then. And I didn't weigh much more than a gecko either. I was 20 years old, and it was the mid-80s, so I looked pretty ridiculous. I was wearing a light grey suit and a grey trilby hat, and I had quite long hair, which I had highlighted myself. I think I was going for a sort of David Bowie look, but looking back at photos, I realized I looked more like the lesser talented half of Wham. So they put me on a bus to New York City to change to come down to Pikesville, which we discovered was near Baltimore. And so why was I here? Well, I'd been working at a record store in England. And for any young people here, records, large plastic things, you couldn't just get music magically from the air like you can nowadays. You had to actually go to a shop and buy it. And I worked at one of these shops where we would mine the plastic deep beneath the earth. And we would carve the music onto it with our primitive tools. Anyway, I was working there. I met an excitable American by the name of Howie. And we agreed that he should import some staff as well as some records. So I bought a ticket to New York, which looked close to Baltimore. In the atlas I had. There was no Google, you couldn't look anything up. So I'm on the bus going into New York City, and everything looks just like it looked on TV, which was where I knew most of what I knew about America, was from watching TV. When I was a kid, it was Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons. When I was a teenager, my favorite show was Starsky and Hutch. I didn't think there could be a better show than Starsky and Hutch until along came Charlie's Angels. Starsky and Hutch with nipples. So I spent my first evening in America at the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City, waiting about 4 or 5 hours for a bus overnight to come to Baltimore. And I discovered that if I sat and waited, people would hassle me, try and buy and sell things from me, kind of people you'd see in Starsky and Hutch. And I wasn't scared. I should have been scared, but I wasn't scared at all. I was too naive and young. But it did bother me because I kept having to say, no, thank you, no, thank you, don't want anything. So I realized that if you're walking along, people don't bother you. It's only when you sit down. So I walked around and around in circles for about 3 hours. Got on a bus overnight, got a bit of sleep, came down to Baltimore. First thing in the morning, another lovely bus station, Howard Street Greyhound bus station in Baltimore. Once again, people hassled me a little. But a very nice lady showed me which bus to get on, and she said she'd show me where to change buses. And on the bus trip over, a guy said one thing, and it really stuck with me. He was asking me for money and stuff, and he said, "Let me hold your change." Which had something temporary about it. So I let him hold about 35 cents. And while he was trying this, the woman opposite warned me, "Watch out for that guy, he's pretty dangerous." Which I also thought was great, because usually you get warned before or afterwards, the shakedown, but not during. Anyway, they showed me eventually where to get off the bus. So I got off in Pikesville, and I'm standing there. It's a hot morning, looking around. I had a business card in my hand, and the address was 1433 Reisterstown Road. And I looked round, and there was 13 something something. Now, in England, the numbers are odd on one side and even on the other, just like they are here, but they don't change block by block. So I assumed the place I had to go to was another 50 buildings. There was a small row of shops, goes down a hill, gas station, cemetery, over the hill. And I'm like, thinking, I'm never going to walk all that way. It's miles. So as luck would have it, there was a taxi place right there. So I walked in, ordered the taxi, sat down and waited 5 minutes, and the taxi came. We put my suitcase in the back of the taxi. I got in. It was one of those taxis that's just full of stuff. There was stickers and badges and trash and just everywhere there was stuff, and a very hairy taxi driver. And there was one badge stuck up on above the windscreen, and it said, "I am the person your mother warned you about." Which I thought was fantastic. So we drove half a block. Got my suitcase out, and I went up and tapped on the door of my new place of employment. Now, my new boss was kind of surprised to see me. He'd been expecting me a week later, because that's what I'd told him. I didn't seem to think it important to tell him that I'd changed my flight, and I was coming 3,000 miles to see him. That evening, I was staying with him at his house, and that evening he had a family event to go to, so of course I went along. His daughter was playing in the orchestra of the Pikesville Middle School. So as he and all the other parents tapped their feet merrily, snapped their fingers, beamed, proudly looking at their children, I sat wide-mouthed, witnessing the crimes being done to music. And that was my first 24 hours in America. Thank you.